in the hereafter, in the akhirah. The biggest hisab, the severest question that will be put forward to the man, to the servant of Allah, and that will be with regards to Allah Ta'ala's ni'amas. That Allah Ta'ala will ask and Allah will question that, how much were you grateful and thankful for my favors upon you? And this will be a severe reckoning, a severe questioning, very severe. That Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given to the human being his ni'amas. We are surrounded by Allah Ta'ala's favors and mercies and help. And we are thankful to Allah and grateful to Allah that despite all of this, Allah has given us so many ways and methods that we can utilize, that through those methods we can, with that practice, be grateful and thankful to Allah. Allah has given us many opportunities to be thankful. But despite giving us all of these opportunities to be thankful, we are not able to, and we are not thankful to Allah for all of His ni'mas. And especially what we need to see here is that Allah has given us great ni'mas, great favors. And the greater the ni'mas are, they are, the more severe will be the questioning, that how thankful were you? What a great ni'mah has Allah given to us. The greater the ni'mah, the greater the favor of Allah upon a human being, then the more severe will be the questioning, that how were you thankful for this? And if we look at the questioning, Allah Ta'ala said that, for example, in the world, human beings give favors to other people, and then that person has to repay the favor to that person. Allah Ta'ala has made a system like this in the world. And the simple way to repay, if you cannot repay the favor to somebody, then either you should ask that person for forgiveness, or you should compensate for that in a certain way. There's a system that Allah Ta'ala has given us in the world, and we should be very cautious about this in the world. But we shouldn't be ungrateful. We shouldn't be unthankful. In the hadith it stated that the woman who will be questioned severely are those women who are ungrateful. Those who are ungrateful to their husbands, Allah will grab them. Allah will hold them to account. Ibadah is there. Worship is there. Yes? And being pious and ma'mulat and recitation and praying and worship is fine. But this will not give success on its own. The insan, the human being, has to be grateful to Allah, thankful to the human beings, fellow human beings, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously. Now, the ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala will severely question about us about in the hereafter, that's a very big ni'mah, very big favor and gift of Allah. If we consider that all the ni'mahs Allah has given to us in the world, then this ni'mah is at the top of the pyramid, top of the stack, top of the pile is this ni'mah of Allah, this favor, this gift, and this resource that Allah Ta'ala has given to the human beings. And Allah gives this to His special select human beings, servants. This ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given, this is the selection of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala will have selected the human beings who He's given this very special ni'mah to, the best of ni'mahs. It's a great ni'mah. Not everybody gets this, remember this. And not every woman gets this. Not every man gets this. So we need to think ourselves that how severe will be the question for this ni'mah. How severe will be the questioning. And nobody will be spared. As I said, the bigger the ni'mah, the greater, the more severe is the questioning. And the ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given is to special select people, and it will be very severe questioning about this ni'mah. And do you know what that ni'mah is? The greatest ni'mah? That we don't have no recognition of this, we don't appreciate this, we don't even realize that this is the greatest ni'mah. What do we consider as this? Well, little bit we do, but the greater the ni'mah it is, the more we should be grateful. But we're not grateful for this great ni'mah Allah has given to us. I'm not saying this, our pious elders have said this, the ulama, respectful scholars have stated this. So don't think I'm telling us or you this. No, it's not me. So listen carefully to what I'm saying, because we have to repay the favors that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us a bit of awareness about this, and we have started to embark on that journey of course being cautious. So shall I share with you, brothers, what is that ni'mah? Think for yourselves. If Allah Ta'ala has given us this ni'mah, then remember Allah will ask us severely, and we need to prepare from today for that question. And this is for special select people. From hundreds of thousands, maybe one person gets this ni'mah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, great favor of Allah, Great. The whole dunya is passing away. People are dying. The graves are being dug. The cemeteries are filling up. But those people have not attained this ni'mah of Allah, this great favor and gift from Allah. What is that greatest gift and ni'mah? That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a human being, when Allah ta'ala subhanallah gives that human being the tawfiq to do tawbah at the hands of his friend. Subhanallah. It's a great ni'mah. Allah ta'ala has said in the Quran, yeah, Allah has mentioned in Surah Mumtahinna, Allah ta'ala revealed these verses that, oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell the believing men and women that if I send them to you, to your company, then give them bayah, give them your pledge of allegiance. Isn't this in the Quran? Surah Mumtahinna. Allah has mentioned this. This is an azeem ni'mah of Allah, the greatest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a human being the tawfiq, the ability to go to a wali Allah, a friend of Allah, and to do tawbah through that person, at the hands of that person, in the company of that person. There's no greater ni'mah, favor of Allah in the universe better and greater than this. There isn't. And after this tawbah, after this repentance, subhanAllah, after this emotion, the hal of that individual is what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah, in the vision of Allah, in the eyes of the angels, the vision of the angels, that individual becomes different and unique. Totally, he's select different now, that person. Because when he does tawbah to Allah, through the company of the wali Allah, then Allah says to everyone in the universe, the creation, that this is my servant now. He's mine. And who is that man? Who is that servant? Now, we don't want to see this. Is he a thief before, a bandit, zani, adulterer, criminal, sinful man, woman, from thousands of sinful actions he did before, she did before, immersed and drowned in sin, swimming in the sins. And we cannot imagine some people, they commit sins in such a way that he cannot even mention on his tongue that how sickening maybe those sins are, and he's hidden behind the veils of the sins. But Allah knows that person, what that person's done. That Allah Ta'ala says that it's not a person who's pious and who's worshipping and heedless tawbah. I'm talking about this tawbah, about that individual who is drowning and swimming in the sins, lost in kharafat and darkness. And even a child will say that this person is wretched, he's lost out. And dunya, people in the world hate that person, dislike him, spit on him, dislike the sound of his name. But when our Rabb gives him the tawfiq to do tawbah, then that same human being becomes the wali of Allah, the wali of Allah, subhanAllah. And look at the difference in this tawbah. Look at the difference. So the whole of the ma'amala, the situation with regards to a person's success, is based on this tawbah. Such a big reward, such a big favor of Allah, such a big gift of Allah. Nobody can have a higher maqam than this in the hereafter status than a person who has done tawbah. Yes, Allah Ta'ala said, this person, I said, that go with the proper tariqah, go to my friend, to a wali, to the sheikh, take his hand, do tawbah, do bayah. My brothers, there's a point here that we need to understand. That we don't know how great a ni'mah this is. We just take this by chance. We think this is minor. And as the world is continuing this action and practice of tawbah at the hands of the sheikh, is considered a joke. That person doesn't know, how have I got there to the sheikh? How did I take the hand of the wali of Allah? But I'm getting tawbah. I've got this. And as soon as the person takes the hand of the wali of Allah, the kalamat are recited from the blessed tongue of the wali of Allah, then these are the verses of tawbah for an individual. If you go to a wali of Allah and you go there and you speak to him and say that I want to become good and pious, do dua for me, then the first kalamat that will come from the words of the wali of Allah is that he will take the hands of that student and make him do tawbah, recite the tawbah. And this is the biggest gift from Allah. That person doesn't know that in the alam-e arwa, in the world of the ruz, close to Allah from the whole universe, and the angels are looking at that person. What's become his status at the time? Look how he's changed. Look at his feelings. Man or woman, it's the same. So we have no qadr for this. We don't appreciate this. There are many ways of appreciating this. If I explain to you how, we should appreciate that it's become so common and normal now that people do not appreciate when a person is bayat to a sheikh, the great ni'mah Allah has given to that person. Look, we live in this world, a person, he lives his life, and if he goes and takes the hand of a sheikh and does tawbah, but shaitan will come, shaitan then carries out his tasks. He puts wasawis into the mind, and thoughts of that student. And when he starts to do a good amal, good action, then first and foremost, shaitan will bring up all of his previous life and the sins that used to commit these sins and these vile actions and these impure actions. And he runs the film of the previous life. You did zina like this, and you were impure, you were a criminal. And after running the film of his previous life across his mind and vision, he degrades himself, that person in his own eyes, he degrades himself. And he then has an inferiority complex, and he thinks in his mind, oh, I was sinful, I'm not good, I've had a bad life, I'm going to be punished. What's the point of repenting and being trying to be good? And he doesn't have then yaqeen, that individual, that he's turned for the good. That he doesn't understand that Allah Ta'ala has given him a great opportunity of mad person. Allah Ta'ala has sent you to such great company, pious company. So the first thing, my brothers, my friends, this subject that has come, this topic into my mind, that after tawbah, if your previous sins, you are remembering them, I swear by Allah, do not pay attention to the previous sins. Do not pay attention at all. Why? Because Allah has promised to you that these, your sins of yours, I haven't just eliminated them, rather I've turned them into good deeds. So why do you worry about the previous sins? Allah says, I've turned your sins into good deeds. Imagine, what is the maqam of that person? That not just forgive that person, Allah Ta'ala says, that for example, he used to do zina with women, from one woman he was doing zina with, the other person was his wife, and he had two children, and the other woman he used to do dhulam with, he didn't give money, and he wouldn't give the portion that was rightfully due to her, he used to disrespect her, dishonor her, treat her badly. There are thousands of actions a person would do, but he doesn't know that despite his previous sins, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a situation, a scenario, he doesn't know, and he goes and sits in the company of the wali Allah and does tawbah at the hands of the wali Allah. He jokes with the wali, for example, a person says, oh, go forward, he's a good person, speak to him. And then he takes the hand of the wali. He doesn't realize that this system, the actions that I'm implementing, this is a great system of tawbah. And a normal person cannot do this. Allah says in Surah Mumtahinna, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned clearly that I only give this opportunity, tawfiq, ability for a person to go to a wali Allah's company when I select that person he's chosen. He'll be full of sins from head to toe. Head to toe. His life full of sins. And the kalimat that the wali Allah recites, even if he doesn't repeat them, but in his mind, if he doesn't understand the meaning, but Allah Ta'ala says, I've purified that person. Now he needs yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala has purified me. Allah has purified me. He hasn't just purified me, he has given me the great future. But we don't understand this action that we carry out. We said, oh, I've got bayah with Hazrat Sahab, I'm bayah with the Shaykh, and that's all we think. We don't understand beyond that, that hundreds of thousands of people may try. Wallah billah. The pious people, good people, from thousands of people are passing through this world, but they didn't take the hand of the wali of Allah. They didn't do tawbah at the hands of the wali Allah. And there are thousands of people who are immersed in the sins, and the wali Allah has taken the hand of that person. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So here, there's a danger here that you are a criminal, you are sinful. Shaitan, he rewinds the tape and plays it back in the mind of that student. And a person who pays attention to Shaitan's messages and whispers, and for a second, if he becomes ungrateful, Allah Ta'ala has purified you, he's given you the tawfiq. So why are you thinking negative now? Why are the bad thoughts coming to your mind again? They will come. Shaitan is there. He'll play games and he'll keep reminding you, keep on pestering you. Because if you do yaqeen on the words of Shaitan, Allah Ta'ala says that, don't you have yaqeen on what I've told you that I've purified you? Don't you have yaqeen? So at this moment in time, when a person, he falls into the trap of shaitan, deceit, oh no, I'm not correct, I'm not a good person, I know what I am, I was bad, I'm still bad. When he starts playing these games with shaitan, then shaitan takes him far behind from the tawbah that he did. And then he starts to speak against Allah. Then he starts to blame, apportion blame, that for example he's got bad scenarios or situation in his life. Then he starts to blame this tawbah. I did tawbah and looking out my hal, my situation. Hazrat used to say this, he's forgotten that what's the Quran saying about the tawbah. So many places Allah Ta'ala has described tawbah, repentance, and in different ways Allah Ta'ala has explained what is tawbah. We can look and pick up the books and pick up the verses and read. If we read and if we write about tawbah, then half of the Quran is teaching us about tawbah. So much of the subject matter of the Quran is about tawbah, repentance. So the first point is if Allah Ta'ala in our lives has given us the opportunity to do tawbah at the hands of a wali wala, then have yaqeen, don't be ungrateful for that tawbah. Yes, now you won't be ungrateful, for example, if you commit mistakes again or you commit sins again. This is not being called ungrateful or unthankful. Unthankful or ungrateful after taking bayah, pledging allegiance to a sheikh, is that if in your heart you lose the importance of that tawbah, you lose the importance of that bayah. You don't appreciate it, you don't feel that it was important or necessary, and you start rejecting it. Maybe you will sin, and shaitan will put sins in front of you. But if you are not thankful for the bayah that Allah Ta'ala gave you, you don't appreciate it, then you'll be a loser in this world and the hereafter, and everything will be tossed away. Everything will be lost. So I'm not talking about, for example, if somebody repents and he promised his sheikh, then he commits mistakes again, he sins again. No, don't run away. Straight away go back to your sheikh, to your teacher, present your deeds and do your hisab again. You've done tawbah. The asal tawbah is done already. The genuine tawbah repents. But if you keep on saying, if you appreciate that, say, Allah, I am the mujrim, I am the criminal. Allah has taken me out of the big trap I was in. I'm purified now. I'm much better than I was before. And I'm going in the right direction. Okay, fair enough, ups and downs will come after that. Bump, somebody's poor, somebody in business loses out, gets trapped, etc. There's no link with the fact that Allah Ta'ala hasn't promised that after doing tawbah, I will give you wealth and riches. No. Allah Ta'ala has given you the greatest of wealth, which is tawbah, repentance. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, so this is the important point, as my brothers. When you start thinking negatively in your minds, I've done tawbah, I'm sinful again, and you start rejecting or complaining or criticizing, then consider that this is being unthankful and grateful. Reject that thought. And when your sheikh has taught you and he's given you the opportunity to do tawbah to Allah, then have yaqeen, certainty and belief. Alhamdulillah, my name has been written in the list of the taibeen. The repentful people who've repented. Allah has accepted me. But now what's my maqam, my level, my status, what's my darja? Allah says himself, that every wali, I don't make him obvious or apparent. I don't bring out into the open all my walis and friends. When a person goes to the qabr, then his mouth will open, his jaws will drop. That I was a wali Allah. I was a friend of Allah. Allahu Akbar. So we are looking, running after the acclaim and recognition that I'm a wali. People should recognize me. And so you should call me wali. No. Allah says, don't seek this status and title. Allah says, the sign of the wali and the non-wali, the difference is that the wali will have done tawbah. And the person who is not a wali, he will never have done tawbah and he will not have repented at any time. So this is the difference between the grateful and ungrateful. I remember an incident, an event, and mashallah, you are scholars and you read and you have the knowledge. But for tabarruk, for blessings, I would like to present this in your service, that what is tawbah? Hazrat bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi was a great sheikh from the Kabair, from our pious elders. He's called Qaid. He is the, you can say, the founder of the sheikhs. And he was a sheikh from the time of Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. Great sheikh, great wali of Allah. And had karamat in his life, miracles, a great wali of Allah. In the kitabs, his name is mentioned. He is from the Aqabireen, from our pious predecessors. And how did he become a wali Allah? What was he? What was his situation? I'd like to share with you that he was the biggest bandit and criminal of his generation. There was no woman spared from his mischief. And what bandits were these? I'm coming in the evening and I'm going to kidnap your daughter. And if you can stop me, try. These were the bandits at that time, the criminals. Highway robbers. He said, I'm coming tonight at this time. I will come to your home. I will take your daughter and I will take this much money. Prepare for me and try to stop me if you can. Who dares? What was his name? Bin Ayaz, rahmatullah alayhi. And he had so much power at that time, strength, and people would be in awe of him, scared of him, afraid of him. Fear was in the hearts of the people. Mothers and parents were afraid of him. Tell me how bad an individual must have been. How much fear he must have spread in the hearts of people. How many badduas and curses he must have earned from the people. How many places he must have committed theft and stolen from people and committed extreme sins and pillage. Extreme. To the extreme heights. But Allah Ta'ala had chosen the time. So one place, he said, I will go to a certain place tonight and I will kidnap that woman from that place. Prepare for her to be taken by me and stop me if you can. Try. And I need this much money and this much wealth. And he'd made his mind up. He had the intention. He went. He was on the way. It was the night time. And he arrived to his destination. Well, he was carrying out his niyyah, he passed by a wali of Allah. And it was tahajjud time, people are awake at that time, mashallah, like you pious brothers, you wake up, tahajjud time, you do dhikr adhkar, your ma'mulat, your lessons. So he was a pious person, he was reciting Qur'an, remembering Allah. And when a person's on his own, he recites Qur'an nicely, melodiously, and he passed by, and he could hear the recitation of the Qur'an. Surah Hadid's verse, I think, if I can remember it, the verse of the Qur'an.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Is not the time ripe for the hearts of those who believe to submit to Allah's reminder?
And he stopped there. And now who is causing this to occur? Who is creating the circumstances? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who made you do tawbah? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I capable? If I could do this myself, then I can see hundreds of thousands of people around me who don't even know what is tawbah. Thousands of women who do not know what is tawbah. Yes, there are thousands of human beings who are sitting down amongst people, and they're sat near the walis of Allah, in the gatherings of the walis of Allah, they're sat in the majlis, but they will sit leaving empty-handed. Allah Ta'ala rejects them. Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow them to hold the hand of the shaykh. I've seen this in my life. That they used to come to Hazrat. Lots of people would come, muftiyan, scholars, and they'd say, Hazrat, give us bayah. Hazrat would go silent. Hazrat would not take the hands. And sometimes Hazrat would say, no, I cannot, I'm not able to give you bayah. And a person like me, sinful person, went there. Yes, Hazrat Sahib wanted to take bayah. And then Hazrat would take the hand. So this is in the destiny. This is in Surah Mumtana. Allah Ta'ala has given the instruction. Allah says, I send the individuals to the Wali Allah. So he's going Fazil bin Ayaz. Rahmatullah, Allah Ta'ala gave him a chance, an opportunity. And Rahmah came to him. And when he heard this verse, Ayyana lilladina amanu. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala gave the message that you've got iman. And you've got belief. And then suddenly, because this was the recitation of the verse of the Quran, he said, yes, I have got iman. Then Allah Ta'ala is asking, when will your time come that the fear of Allah will come into your heart through the dhikr of Allah? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When the time comes, there's always a time. When Allah Ta'ala selects the time, and you will have passed through that time as well. Those who did tawbah, they realize this, that there's timing for the tawbah. You don't need to hear big lectures and speeches. Such an emotion overcomes the person. A word comes from the blessed words of the Wali of Allah, and the individual, he stops there. He strikes him in the heart. And I'll tell you the sign of acceptance. These are the experiences of my life. That human being, that individual, when he's doing tawbah, repenting, subhanAllah. I saw this today as well. The individual who's doing tawbah, repenting, and he's taking the hand of the sheikh, and he's reciting the kalamat, the verses, and the arrow of the kalamat pierces the heart, then the wound broadens, and subhanAllah, the wound, when there's a wound, what happens? What comes out normally when there's a wound? Blood. Subhanallah. So when the wound comes on the heart, then not just blood comes out, but the tears come out of the eyes. Subhanallah. So this is the wound of the heart, the tears come out of the eyes. The tears are a result of the wound on the heart. Soon as the heart is wounded, then the tears come out from the eyes. And then when that blood, the tears from the eyes come out, they testify that your heart has been wounded with the repentance. Subhanallah. So at that time, when a human being, he is affected and his heart is pierced by the words of the Wali Allah, then his life is made and he's softened and he is now transformed, his life is improved. Today, this is the event. I spoke. As soon as the point came, subhanAllah, that's what you have to see and assess. That this person, is he come from Allah? On which point, on which level does he want to do tawbah? Is he sincere? SubhanAllah, I'm telling you this now. As soon as Alhamdulillah, that he recited the kalamas of tawbah, then the tears came out of the eyes of that person, subhanAllah. And the person's life changes. It improves. Ajeeb halat kam, ajeeb condition. So as soon as he heard this verse, Alhamdulillah, that has your time not come yet? And lots of people hear these verses, many people read or hear these verses, but Allah Ta'ala's fadl and grace and mercy comes at the right time. His karam, he stopped there. He stopped, and after stopping, first he shrieked out loud. Where was I going? What's going on? He shrieked out loud, then he started to cry. Allah, whilst he was crying, he came out. And he had such an ajeeb and unique emotion overriding at that time. Allah, I am present. Allah, I am present. Allah, forgive me. Allah, I am present. Allah, forgive me. Allah, I am afraid, my Mawla. I have changed, Allah. I am afraid, Allah, my Mawla, forgive me. Aha, subhanAllah. Then he came, he said, I'm afraid, Allah, the fear of Allah is coming to me, the khawf of Allah is coming to me, I do tawbah, I do tawbah. And I've changed fazil, has changed fazil, minayaz has changed. And subhanAllah, he went out towards forgiveness, towards repentance. His life had changed and transformed. Fazil bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi. Every person, subhanAllah, where the people he had taken their money, whoever he had looted, he took a journey. He went to Najd, he sought forgiveness, requested forgiveness from them, forgive me. And whoever he could give the money to, he gave. And if he couldn't give the money back, he sought forgiveness. They said, go, we've forgiven you. And he said, I was passing by, and then there was a group of people, or there was a woman, and he heard an announcement there. And there was a group of people there. And they said, quickly turn out your lanterns, because Fazil is coming past. He doesn't leave anybody. He's a wretched bandit, and he will loot us, he'll take our money. And Fazil stopped there. He said, I'm Fazil, hit me. Fit me, I've changed. I will not loot you now. I will not plunder your wealth. I will not rob you. I've changed. And as he was saying this, Sumlah asking forgiveness. And there was a Jew who he had looted as well and stolen from. And he said, who are you? He said, Fazil. He said, why have you come here? He said, I've come for forgiveness. Forgiveness? You've come to ask forgiveness. He says, I want forgiveness from you. I looted you. I stole your money. I committed theft. He said, okay. Now, when a person gets caught, just like Hazrat Ghawspak, rahmatullah, his father, when a person gets caught, then subhanAllah, people start to joke with him or play games with him. I've seen this. Just like Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jalani, his father, when he was caught out by the person who he owned up to. So people, they do dua, oh my Allah, I want my son to be good, I want my offspring to be good, and they're not good. He is the head of the criminals and the thieves. Allah Ta'ala's karam, his mercy, that he sends somebody to his friend and that person changes, the child changes and improves. When that child improves and changes, then people start to trap him. Oh, you think you're pious now? Okay, do this now. Do this action as well. And he stuck that same person who was like a lion before, he becomes weak like a mouse. Yes, and now we're going to complain about him. We're going to say this about you. You're not ashamed. You think you're the best from people. And I'll tell you, 90% of the youngsters, I tell you, their condition, this happens. People try to trap them with their previous sins, with their weaknesses. And then that person becomes so weak that alhamdulillah, every difficulty he's willing to absorb and listen and persevere through the hardships. And that same person, those people against him, they try to press him and corner him. But mashallah, that person soft-hearted. So Fazil, he put his hands together and he pleaded to the Yahudi that, please, I'd have no money. He said, no, I'll not forgive you. Please, for the sake of Allah, forgive me. He said, okay, I'll forgive you. He said, I'll forgive you. The hair in front of you, you see that mountain? He said, yes, I can see it. He said that when you bring that mountain down level with the ground, then I'll forgive you. This was impossible. He said, okay, I'll try that. And then he took hold of, like the axe or the shovel. He started to dig, he started to hit away. He started in the night, he went to sleep. In the morning, the mountain was disappeared. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah again. This is about the Taib, the person who repented. Read the kitabs. He said, huh? The mountain has crumbled to dust. He said, MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala has heard my dua. Was he had yaqeen in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Not this, I've done tawbah, why is this not happening? This is not happening, Allah's not allowing it. No, even be grateful then that Allah's karam, Allah, your mercy, that you gave me such a great favor on such a wretched person like me. Then where's this disappeared to? Because Allah Ta'ala sent the wind, Allah Ta'ala sent a storm. That this is the world, Allah Ta'ala utilizes the means. And Allah Ta'ala didn't let the trees or other natural vegetation be destroyed, but that rock hardened mountain crumbled to dust. SubhanAllah. But he knew that it's Allah who's allowed this to happen. Say SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So this all happens through Allah Ta'ala's power and mercy. So he went back to him, to the Jew, and he said, you know, you put the condition that you have to make this mountain crumble us. He said, no, this wasn't the case. He said, in my heart, my niyyah was something else, my intention. I just said this from my mouth. He said, what was the niyyah in your heart? He said, my niyyah, my intention in my heart was that if you don't give my money back to me, then I will not forgive you. As long as you don't give the money back, if you don't give it back, I won't forgive you. He said, you come back to that same condition. He said, I have, but I want to help you. He said, how? He said, okay, go, then I have pity on you. So underneath my pillow, There is some money. There are some bags of money. Bring that bag of money and give it to me. Then I'll say, fine, you have repaid my loan. He said, SubhanAllah, you're pious, you're good. And he went to, as it went, and he went underneath the pillow. There were some bags, and he took the bags out, and he came back and gave them to the Jew, the bags. And he opened that bag, and he heard this. He saw, he said, look, the point here is this. That first make me a Muslim, the Jew said. First, can you make me convert me to Islam? He said, how? He said, that I want to become Muslim at your hands. Tell me how to recite Shahada. Then I'll tell you why. He said, okay, fine. And then he converted to Islam. He said, now I'll tell you why. What's the story here? He said, first, I read in the Tawrat, Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. The Yahudi is now explaining his yaqeen. He had yaqeen in his kitab, but today we don't have yaqeen in our Qur'an. Imagine, if we had yaqeen in our Qur'an, then we would understand the value of tawbah. That what a great gift Allah has given to us, that our life Allah Ta'ala has transformed and improved. Allah's karam and mercy, that He's given us the tawfiq to do tawbah. Tell me. We consider it a joke, a game. Oh, my sheikh, I'm a sheikh, he's my sheikh, and I'm bayat to him, and etc. Nobody's father can even be bayat if Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow. If only Allah Ta'ala allows and selects, only that person can be bayat at the hand of a sheikh. This is not a game, or a trade, or something you can buy from a shop. So now, he said, I read in my Torah, said the Jew, that the Muslim nation, the Muslim qawm, group of people, Allah will give them a reward. So that reward, the biggest reward, will be what? Tawbah, repentance. And Allah Ta'ala, when He gives tawbah to somebody, He won't look that, is he a bandit or a criminal or son of a criminal like you're standing in front of me? Yes. But there will be a sign of the repentful person. He will be grateful to Allah. Allah says that the sign of a person will take Allah Ta'ala's tawbah, repentance that Allah Ta'ala given to him. And there's a sign in the Torah that was the sign of the person who repents, is that in the Torah, the sign of the person who repents is that he will become such a servant of Allah that even if he takes the dust and he touches it, then that will become gold. He said that underneath my pillow, I wanted to see that, had you done true tawbah or not? In your heart, did you have value for your tawbah? Just like your sheikh took your hand, Hasan Basri Ramtai maybe took his hand. That if you took that hand, then your heart really did you have qadr and value for your tawbah? So to measure this, what did I do? Under my pillow, I put bags of what? What did I put you? What did I say it was? This was a bag. Inside that bag was soil, dust. And I said that I put some gold or coins under them. When you went and brought that bag of soil and gave it to me, and your hand touched there, I opened that bag and it became gold. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this, I wanted to explain that, brothers, this is tawbah. This is tawbah. And when a human being, doesn't matter how many stains he has of sins in his life, how bad his actions are, but if he's done tawbah at the hand of a wali of Allah, then he comes on to that maqam, that person. That maqam, and when does that maqam end? When a person, say it loudly, when he becomes ungrateful and unthankful, he cancels that tawbah, or he rejects that tawbah. No, Hazrat Sahib gives bad to everybody. Oh, I just did that bad for the sake of it. I don't think it's important. This is rejection. Let's do dua, my brothers, to Allah. You are all grateful. The person who's most ungrateful is me. And I wasted my time. I took the hand of a great wali Allah. I cannot even imagine when I think that all night long I cry and I think the Hazrat Garami Qadar, most honorable Hazrat Sheikh's hand came to my hand. Such a great hand. The ghost of his time, the Kutab. And he took my hand and gave me tawbah. He gave me tawbah. Repentance. And I'm such a sinful person that from my eyes the tears were coming. And you were trembling at that time. I was trembling. Who was this that gave me the opportunity to do such great tawbah at the hands of a great wali of Allah? Who was this who gave me this opportunity? Subhanallah. Allah Kareem, merciful. Allah wanted us to be forgiven. That's why Allah gave that opportunity. So should we not become grateful and thankful to Allah? If Allah has given the tawfiq from any of us amongst us that we've taken the hand of a wali of Allah in our lives and he is a friend of Allah whose hands we've taken. He's a friend, not a thief. And he's made us do tawbah and we see the effects of tawbah. Because when you do tawbah, true tawbah, the walis of Allah, then you'll see the effect of that wali of Allah straight away. Just like I said to you, that the eyes will start to cry, the heart is wounded, and the tears come from the eyes. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So don't be ungrateful. We shouldn't be ungrateful. Allah has given us a great path, a great line, a great path of Islam. Even if we sin now, don't worry. Don't fear. Allah says, I've given you the path of suluki. I've given you the hand of my wali. So that, and he made you recite the kalamats of tawbah. Say Subhanallah.